Father, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you, God, for the agenda and the assignment that you have for us in this prayer hour. We just ask for the presence of your Spirit to lead us and to guide us in prayer. Father, we just say, let your kingdom come tonight and let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, as we come in prayer tonight, we come not in our own name, but we come in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come not in our own strength, but Father, we come in His. And Father, neither do we stand in our own righteousness before you, but we come in the righteousness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come not empty-handed, O God, as you have made us kings and priests, O God. We come by the way of the blood. We say, God, tonight, hear our prayer. Attend to our supplication. Father, we just thank you for all the people that are on the prayer line, for those that are going to be joining as the time progresses, even for those that are going to be listening to the recording. We thank you for their lives. We thank you, God, for what you are doing in them and for what you are doing through them. We thank you, oh God, for how you are opening doors for them, oh God, how you are enlarging them, how you are increasing them, how you are continually revealing yourself to them, oh God, in a greater and significant way, of how you are changing their lives from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from one dimension of understanding to another. We thank you, O God, for the gifts you have placed inside of them, for the anointing that you have released upon their lives, for the grace that you have bestowed upon them, O God, to be able to do that which you ordained for them to do before the foundations of the world. We thank you for the challenges that they have had to encounter during the journey of life. We thank you, O God, for the struggles and the opportunities that have come their way, because your word says all things work together for the good. We thank you for the good that those things have been working. We thank you for the deeper revelation, the deeper understanding that you've been bringing upon their lives because of what they have been through. We thank you for the seasons of breakthrough, for the seasons of salvation, for the seasons of deliverance that you have brought them through, O God. If it had not been by your hand, O God, they would not be where they are right now. Father, you are an awesome and mighty God who is continually working on their behalf. We thank you, O God, for all the things that the blood of Jesus has spoken concerning them and continually declares before the throne of grace, O God, about them. We thank you, O God, for how you have liberated them, O God, the chains that have broken off their lives. Father, we thank you for the prayers you have answered concerning them. We thank you, O God, for all that you have done for them, O God, for the provision, how you have manifested yourself as Jehovah Jireh, how you've manifested yourself as the healer, how you've manifested yourself to be the provider, to be the one who is the deliverer, to being the savior, to being the shield, to being the defender, to being the hedge of protection that is around them. We thank you, O God, for all that you are continually doing in them, how you are blessing their sons and their daughters, how you are manifesting and fulfilling your words in their lives, for how you are bringing your promises to their lives, O God, to pass. We thank you. We praise you, O God, for every victory that they have obtained in this lifetime. Even for those victories that are yet to come, those victories that are yet to be made manifest, O God, we thank you and we praise you in advance. We thank you, O God, for how your love is being made known to them, O God, how you are shedding your grace upon them, O God, how you are empowering them, O God, to be able to walk in the things that you have ordained as righteous before you, O God. We thank you and we praise you, O God, for how your word is being lodged in their hearts, O God, how your word is quickening their spirits to life. We thank you, O God, for how your word is opening up their ears, how your word is opening up their eyes, that they're able to see, that they're able to hear, that they're able to understand. We thank you, O God, for the faith that your word is building in them, O God, a faith that is pleasing to you. We thank you, O God, for bringing that word into their lives and allowing for that word to change, to shift, and to reposition them in life, oh God. We thank you that you are a God truly who said you will never leave us nor forsake us, oh God, that you are an ever-present help in the time of trouble, even in the time of need. They have called upon your name, and God, you have heard, and not only have you heard, oh God, but you have responded, you have answered, oh God, you have moved in might and in power on their behalf, oh God. You have brought principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness to shame, oh God, because they have called upon your name. You have risen up, oh God, to be their defender. You have risen up, oh God, to be the one who stands for them and not against them. We thank you. We praise you, oh God. We bless you, oh God. We declare that you are mighty and you are worthy of all praise, worthy of all glory, worthy of all adoration, oh God, just because you are God, and for all the great and mighty things that you have done, oh God. There is no doubt in us that indeed there is nobody who is above you, nor is there anybody who is besides you. You are God all by yourself. We say, oh God, move, oh God, in a supernatural way in their lives. Let there be an outbreak of the supernatural, outbreak of the miraculous, oh God, supernatural healings, oh God, supernatural breakthroughs being released right now, oh God, into their lives, oh God. Doors that they've been waiting to open, open, oh God. Doors that they've been praying to be shut, oh God, let them be shut, oh God, according to your word, according to your promises, oh God. Bring them to that expected end that you ordained before the foundations of the earth concerning them. Right now, God, wherever they are, some may be going through situations that they are not able to see a way out. But God, you are the one who makes a way where there seems to be no way. You are the one, oh God, who opens a door where there seems to be no access point. We say, oh God, now move where they are. Show yourself to be mighty, oh God, on their behalf. God, let the darkness begin to flee as your light begins to shine brightly in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the confusion. Let them see and let them know that their God is on their side. Your word says, oh God, if you be for us, oh God, then who can be against us, oh God, as they are going through the situations, the cycles, and the seasons of life. Be present, oh God. Remind them, oh God. Bring to remembrance that word which you declared, oh God, when you said you will never leave them nor forsake them, oh God. That whatever situation they find themselves in, oh God, you are in the midst, oh God. You will carry them through. You will deliver, God. You will heal. You will restore whatever situation it is, oh God. You will provide. You will turn it around in the name of Jesus. God, there are seasons in life where the enemy rejoices at their demise. But God, the enemy does not have the final word. You have the final word. And your word, oh God, will prevail. Your word will overwrite anything that the enemy has set in motion. Your word, oh God, will override every demonic agenda. Your word, oh God, will override any agenda of the kingdom of darkness. Your agenda, oh God, shall surely be established in their life. In the season, oh God, they may be pressed on every side, but we declare that, God, they are not going to be crushed. We declare that, God, they are not going to be defeated, oh God. Their names are not going to be brought down to shame, because you are going to rise up and you are going to be their defense. Father, whatever has been taken away from them, your word says when the enemy is caught, he has to restore. When the thief is caught, he has to restore sevenfold. We ask, oh God, for a restoration of their joy, a restoration restoration of their peace, a restoration of their hope in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of the season of life. Let them begin to experience the restorative power of God in their homes. Their marriages are being restored. Their families are being restored. Broken relationships are being restored. Wounded hearts are being healed for your praise and for your glory. Father, I pray that God, where there have been disappointments, disappointed by the church, disappointed by ministry leadership, oh God, you are going to heal. You are going to restore. We ask, oh God, for the spirit of forgiveness to be released right now, oh God, that the enemy will not use unforgiveness that is in their hearts, oh God, as a snare to bring them under his control. We declare that the power to forgive is being released, O God, as they are being forgiven of their sins by you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that you say it is able to cleanse even the seat of our conscience. Let the blood work its work, O God, in our hearts. As David cried, O God, cleanse me that I may be clean. Wash me with hyssop, O God. Tonight, let the cleansing stream that flows from the veins of Emmanuel go forth, O God, and cleanse and wash, and God, bring into right standing with you, that the enemy will not have his way with them. For your word says, O God, the blood of Jesus is sufficient, O God, to cleanse all sins and all unrighteousness. We declare that, God, tonight, the power that the enemy has had over their life because of that sin and because of that iniquity is being broken. Somebody say hallelujah for the power that is in the blood of Jesus, for the power that is in the blood of Jesus, for the forgiveness of sins. That is the only thing that the enemy has over us, sin. But God has brought a remedy. I thank God for the healing balm of Gilead that is in Christ. He has brought forth the remedy. I declare that tonight some of you are going to experience a level of peace, a sense of joy, as the spirit of forgiveness is moving upon your heart. You are letting go those that have offended you. You are letting go of the offenses. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are letting go of the offenses. And as those offenses, you karabasiria, bokurabasharadana, as you are just letting that go, God is healing, he is restoring, he is breaking the power that the enemy has had over you because of unforgiveness. Father, I pray for that grace to be released, oh God, to be able to forgive because we have been forgiven. Somebody say hallelujah. You forgive because you have been forgiven. I want to let you know that God has not left anything untouched. God has not left anything unresolved. God has made a way in every situation. That is why the word of God will declare that there is nothing that is hard for our God to do. Somebody say hallelujah. There is nothing that is hard for our God to do. Nothing is impossible with our God. Nothing. You have to take confidence in that word. You have to take comfort in that word, that there is nothing that is difficult for your God to do. If God can cause a barren womb to be a mother to a child, a womb that is beyond bearing age to be the mother of a child of promise, there is nothing that is hard for God to do. When he made reference speaking to Abraham, when he said next time this year, there's nothing that is hard for God to do. If God can take down the walls of Jericho without a fight, if God can command the waters to pile on one side, if God can command the waters of Jericho to be divided, if God can provide for a nation in the midst of a famine, if God can provide for a nation in the midst of a desert, if God can command the waters to flow from a rock, if God can come, there is nothing that is hard.
hard for God to do. If God can deliver a nation overnight from the slavery, from the bondage of slavery, if God can resurrect a dead man, somebody say hallelujah. There is nothing that is hard for God to do. And this I speak to build your faith and your confidence, that is nothing that is hard for God to do. That means whatever situation you find yourself in, there is nothing that is difficult for God to deal with in the name of Jesus. So in the midst of your situation, you hold on to that word that God cannot have anything stand in the way from achieving his promises to you. God will do whatever it takes, and God is always successful in any undertaking he gets into. Somebody say hallelujah. That means right now you may have been denied in every way, but God has not said the final word. And when God says you have been accepted, you have not been rejected, you have been accepted, that means everything else that has happened prior, anything else that is happening at the present moment, is going to be overruled by what judgment God has rendered. Anybody hearing me? That means the enemy can say you are going to die, but God says you are going to live. The enemy says there is sickness in your body and that sickness is unto death, but God will say there is a healing balm in Gilead. By the stripes on the back of your Savior, you are healed. The enemy can say your generation is bound by a generational curse, but God said, I have made an exemption. I have made a way out. If you walk uprightly before me, that curse will not land itself on you. And if you find yourself under the bondage, under the yoke of a generational curse, God says, if you call upon my name, I will break the cedars of Lebanon. I will break the yoke from off your neck. There is nothing that is hard for God to do. Generations before you may have been operating in dysfunction, and you feel that you have inherited that dysfunction. When people look at it from a scientific perspective, they say you cannot be helped, but God, with God, nothing is impossible. God can turn things around. God can turn things around right now. At the blink of an eye, God can change it. Somebody say hallelujah. I just want to tell somebody, just to remind somebody of this word. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I want to let you know that this is not a natural progression of night and day, but this is about God the light stepping into the midst of your situation. Your night season is coming to an end. 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 All I can say, wipe away those tears, because joy is about to come in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They may say you are a hopeless case, but there is a hopeful God. They can say that nobody can ever achieve anything from your bloodline or from your city or from your neighborhood, but there is a God to whom nothing is impossible. God is the only one that I know who can take you from the miry clay and set your feet upon a solid rock. God is the only one who can stand with you in the midst of a gale, and you will be able to stand strong. God is the only one who says, trust in me and see what I will do. God is the only one who guarantees that he does exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. You were asking God for deliverance. God will deliver you and set you up on high. You were asking God for provision. He says, I will make you the head and not the tail. I will set you to be a lender and not a borrower. It is only but God who can do. God is the only one who can take the foolish and make them wise. Anybody hearing me? So there is hope for you. There is hope for you. There is hope for you. The system around you says you do not have the right educational qualification for what you are looking for. But when grace qualifies you, it doesn't matter. Anybody hearing me? There is nothing that is hard for your God to do. Somebody here needs to know that God is choosing. God is marking. And God has marked you to be the one that He is going to use. He is going to use anybody hearing me here tonight. God is going to use you in this season of your life. When you thought it was over, God was saying it is just the beginning. When you thought God was through using you, God was just saying that was just a test run. You are about to see the realness of God in this season. Through you, I declare that the miracles, signs, and wonders are going to take place in the name of Jesus. I just feel a radicalness in my spirit tonight. May God raise up the spirit of discernment in you. May God rise up a spirit of discernment in you. May God bestow great wisdom in you. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is what I feel in my spirit. Just I don't know who this is for, but I know that you are here tonight. And this is what the Holy Spirit is saying. God is marking you to be a messenger. Anybody hearing me? He is marking you to be a messenger. And I'm going to use a word that you may feel that it is not scriptural, but I will explain the premise that I'm getting that word from. God is about to make you a postman. He's about to make you a postman. Anybody hearing? That means God is going to You are about to deliver some things to some people. You are about to deliver some word to some. You are about to deliver a message to somebody. God, tonight, release the anointing now. Release the anointing now. Release the anointing now upon them in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, release the anointing over them right now in the name of Jesus. Let it come upon them now. Let it rest upon them now. 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 Bestow it upon Dostere Rita Karae Kidisoko Madarasoko Medaraste Korabaseke Dustarabae Kataya Sokara Now Kokotarabazi Rebrandesta Rekorobondri Bistia Barae Kotosiria Bae Kara Now Esharabosoko Barasteria Barandi Karabasha. Now when you are dealing with this particular kind of anointing of being a messenger for God. Taraba, you are not going to be delivering old news. Anybody hearing? Goraba, saraba, reko raba, siki araba, reke dezoro goda barada bahada barada randria saraba. You are going to be delivering a word that is in due season. Anybody hearing me? The key word, you are a messenger of a word that is in due season. You are a deliverer of a word that is in due season. Anybody here? Now listen, when you are a messenger who is delivering a word that is in due season, your position is not does not come because of a title. Anybody hearing me? Aha. It does not come because of fame. It just comes because you are a chosen vessel, chosen by God to be a carrier of that word that is in due season. Because you are a carrier of that word that is in due season, it's not, you may be sent into places where you are the lowest common denominator. Anybody hearing me? Ah, you may be sent into a place where you are a nobody in the midst of somebody's. Anybody hearing me? Ah, bro, so the word of God says he uses the foolish things to confound the wise. Anybody hearing me? It goes on further to say there is no respecter of persons with God. So God is not looking for your title before he chooses you. He's not looking for a title before he gives you a message to deliver. Anybody? Listen, the postman does not write the letter. Anybody hearing me? The postman does not write the letter. He just delivers what has been written in the letter. His responsibility is to receive and deliver. His responsibility is to receive and to deliver. That means when he's receiving and delivering, he may be given a certain geographical location to deliver his mail. Anybody hearing me? He may be given to operate in a particular zip code. When he's operating in that zip code, it's not about whether they are rich or they are poor. He's just a postman delivering a message. Anybody? He may not be known, but he is just a messenger delivering what God has said must be delivered. That's the anointing that is coming upon you. A word that is in season. A word that is in due season. A word that is in due season. Because you and I do not know what the seasons stand for, but there is the maker of the seasons who knows what word is for the season. And he is the one who is sending you. A word that is in due season. That's the word you're going to be carrying in this season. So when you get into a place when you feel the Holy Spirit saying, share the story, because that story is the word that is in due season for who you have been sent to. Anybody here? There is going to be a divine visitation to reaffirm and confirm this word. God said, Moses, I am about to send you. Go and tell my people that the word of deliverance has come. Go and tell Pharaoh that God has said, let my people go. Moses said, God, but who am I? Who shall I say, send me? Moses, you are not the one speaking the word. You're going to tell them what I am telling you. That means if God sends you to the bad neighborhood with the word, deliver the word. If he sends you to the rich place, deliver the word. If he sends you to a man of no reputation, deliver the word. If he sends you to a man of high reputation, deliver the word. Anybody? All I can say is deliver the word with the same enthusiasm, whether you are going to the rich people or to the poor people. Deliver the word. Because the word of God says, all souls are mine. I don't mean to preach, but I'm just giving you the instruction for the anointing that is coming upon your life, that you have to go and deliver what God has said must be delivered. Whether they accept you or reject you, that's not your business. Whether they receive or reject the word you have been given, your responsibility is just to deliver the word that is in due season. You are not going to be judged by the contents of the word. You are going to be judged by your ability to deliver what has been given to you.
Let me
just assume a pastoral role for the next few seconds here. If you want to see the operation of a messenger, go and read John 17. The entirety of John 17, when the high priest of our confession is making his high priestly prayer before God, I have made you known unto them. I have the word you have given me, I have given them. I have delivered. Anybody here? That has to be your hallmark. The word you have given me, God, I have delivered. What you have sent me to do, oh God, I have done in the name of Jesus. A word that is in due season. A word that is in due season. Because they are going to be a carrier of a word that is in due season, you need discernment. You need discernment. You are going to be able to discern that this is the word from God for this season. Just deliver. If God says go and say you are going to leave, just go and say leave in the name of Jesus. If God says tell them tomorrow, this time, just go and say tomorrow, this time. Don't try to reason it out. I'm just reminded of a particular story in the Bible where there was a man who had leprosy. He was about to die, but there was a slave girl who had a word that was in season to tell him go and see the prophets. Go and see the prophet. Well, I'm just telling you, you may just be that slave girl, servant girl, who has the word that is going to bring a change and a deliverance. Stop having a pity party and just deliver what God has said you must be deliver. You must deliver. That is the anointing that God is releasing right now. The anointing of the messenger. The anointing of the messenger. Can I just tell somebody? For 400 years, they were waiting for a voice crying out in the wilderness. They were waiting for a voice between Malachi and Matthew. 400 years. And the messenger stood up on the scene. His name was John. And his message was, prepare ye the way. And Jesus said, he is the greatest of all prophets. Anybody hear me? Because he was a messenger, a deliverer of the message that the king is coming, that the kingdom is coming. Embrace your role. Embrace your role and deliver. Now here's the thing. Oh God help me, Jesus. I'm just about just to radicalize somebody here in the name of Jesus. Here's the thing. A messenger chosen by God, that is the highest calling. Anybody hearing? You can perform miracles. You can perform whatever, supernatural things. But at the end of the day, all that you have done must be carrying a message. messenger. So wherever God sends you, whatever word God gives you, deliver it. Deliver it. The reason why I feel that I'm going this way to really, really emphasize the idea, because there are some words you are going to have to deliver that are not popular. You see, your responsibility is not a popularity contest. It's just to deliver. And here is the better side of it. You are not responsible for the outcome of that word. You are not responsible for the you are not responsible for the response of the recipient of the word. You just deliver. You just deliver. That's the anointing that God is releasing right now. I feel it coming over somebody. You're going to be a carrier of a word that is in due season. God will speak to you in a dream. God will speak to you in a vision. God will give you a word of knowledge. God will give you a word of wisdom. Just release it in the name of Jesus. And here's the thing. Sometimes as a messenger, you do not know the significance of the word you're carrying. But you just deliver. It may be in a brown envelope, but it may be life-changing for somebody. You just deliver. You just deliver. It may be a whole paragraph or just one word. You just deliver. Let me cite a few examples for you here, and I'll move on. So I feel I need to move on. Let me just cite a few examples here. You see, there is somebody who is praying right now. God, if you are real, I need to hear from you. And they have made a specific request before God. And tomorrow, God is going to put a message in your spirit for you to deliver. And when you meet that person, you don't feel there is a word in you, but you open up your mouth to speak to them and you speak something that may be insignificant in your own mind, but it's profound to them. Somebody is saying, God, if you love me, let me know. And God sends you, and you feel at that moment compelled just to say, hey, listen, how are you doing this morning? I just want to let you know that God loves you. It's a simple word, but you have embraced your role as a messenger, and you have just given the response that they've been asking God for. If you love me, show me. If you love me, tell me. And you walk in and say, God loves you. They break down and they cry. You're like, but this is just a simple word. They're saying, you do not know what I've been praying last night. You don't know what I've been praying just now. I've been asking God. And you just brought the answer to what I've been asking God for. A word that is in due season. Not yesterday's news, not your own analysis, not your own logical deductions, not your own extrapolations, but a word that comes from the throne room of God. You are just a messenger and you are delivering it. And God knows that that word is going to have a profound effect on somebody's life. And they will be forever grateful to God for you because you brought them the word. Anybody hearing me here tonight? I thank you, God, for that messenger that you have chosen tonight. I thank you, God, for what they are going to be able to accomplish. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All I can just tell you is that so many times in life I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen where God prompts you to preach a specific word at a specific time. And you do not know who is sitting in the congregation. But that word ministers to somebody because they have been speaking to God and they have been waiting to hear from Him. God is going to use you in that way. He's going to use you in that way. Words that are in the, you see, most of us want to lay hands on people to see the crippled, the lame walk. And we only confine our ministry to that as the definition of being used by God. But God is just looking for somebody who can just tell somebody God loves you and change their life forever. Who can just tell somebody that there is hope for a tree. Yet it be cut, but at the scent of water, it will bud again. Well, I'm telling you, God is just saying, trust me, I can use you. Just to carry my word and to remind somebody, don't give up on God, because God won't give up on you. So, Father, I thank you tonight just for that anointing of carriers, that anointing just to be able to deliver a word, to deliver whatever heaven has said, whether it is in story form, a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, whether you speak them in a dream or in a vision, through a song, through a page in the book, whatever, oh God, let them be messengers that are worthy of the message that they are carrying in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because, Father, you have made them carriers. I speak boldness over them now in the name of Jesus. Let them be not afraid or be fearful of delivering what heaven has said they must deliver. I pray now in the name of Jesus for strength to come, that they are able to do what heaven has said they must do. They will not be intimidated, they will not be afraid, but they will deliver. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 And sometimes, let me just go a little bit deeper, because the Holy Spirit is just revealing some things here. Sometimes when you are a messenger, you don't get to meet the person that you are delivering the word to. Anybody hearing me? Sometimes God will position you to be the one who is going to declare or decree the word in a region. Anybody hearing? Nobody in that region will be in the presence of your hearing as you are declaring that word, but God has used you as a messenger. One day we'll explain on that, but just a messenger. Sometimes God wakes you up in the morning and say, point to the east and declare this word. He says, go around your neighborhood and release this word. In the name of Jesus. And when I just say that, I just felt that there is somebody who has to be daring enough to wake up in the morning, get some anointing oil, walk around their yard, and just declare a word. Be a messenger to the environment that surrounds you. And just declare, I am a child of God, and this is my inheritance. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved in the name of Jesus. I shall not be moved, because the atmosphere needs to hear a directive. They are waiting to hear a directive.
I want to read a psalm for you. You know, I want to read a psalm for you. And I think I'll be done. And you know these verses. You know the psalm already.
Psalm 91. I felt to go there. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name, he shall call upon me. I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. So now somebody will be asking, so Perkins, why are you reading this specific verses of scripture? I said, there is a word that is God is releasing an anointing to be a messenger. So now I have stepped into the role of being a messenger to let somebody know that you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord shall be your refuge and he shall be your fortress. He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. I'm just letting you know what God has declared concerning you. I'm just a messenger. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. I'm just a messenger in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Father, we thank you, we praise you, O God, for your reassuring word. We thank you, O God, for your word that gives us faith. God, you are an awesome God. Thank you, O God, for the original messages you sent, O God, to write the word to us, O God, in our time, in our generation, in our season. God, who could ever conceive that Isaiah will write a letter in his day, but it will be speaking to us. Isaiah, a messenger, he will be speaking to us, saying, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. We thank you, O God, that he delivered everything, O God, precisely as you had given it to him. Now we find life and strength in the message that he has delivered. And Father, I pray now for those that you have marked tonight as they go out. May people receive strength, hope, and faith, courage, and encouragement from the words they're going to deliver in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For your praise, O God, and for your glory, we declare that you indeed have done a marvelous thing.
You have done a wondrous thing. For your praise and for your glory, you have done great and mighty. You have done great and mighty. Done great and mighty. Let me just read this verse for you and I'm done. Psalm 88. Psalm 88. Psalm 88. It just says, O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near the grave. I am counted with those who go down to the pit. I'm like a man who has no strength. I drift among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, and who are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in depths. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your ways. You have put away my acquaintances far from me. You have made me an abomination to them. I am shut up, and I cannot get out. My eyes waste because of affliction. Lord, I've called daily upon you. I stretched out my hands to you. Will you work wonders for the dead? Shall the dead rise and praise you? Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But to you I've cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I have been afflicted and ready to die from my youth. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came around me all day long like water. They engulfed me altogether. Loved one and friend, you have put far from me and my acquaintances into darkness. Now, you will be wondering, why is he reading this verse after having read Psalm 91? Why is he reading the scriptures here? What I'm letting you know is there are seasons in life that are common to all men, whether we serve God or not. There are seasons of affliction that we endure. There are seasons of joy, seasons of pain that we go through. But I read this after having read Psalm 91 to let you know that even in the midst of darkness, in the midst of pain, where death seems to be surrounding you, you can still call upon the Lord. You can still call upon the Lord. This prayer that is being prayed in Psalm 88 is a prayer of lamentation, a prayer of despondency. But he is not talking to man, he is talking to God. Calling unto God in the midst of our affliction. All I can say is for somebody here, you may be going through some things. Your mourning season hasn't turned yet. It's still nighttime. Keep on calling upon the Lord. Keep on calling upon the Lord. No matter how long it takes, don't give up on God. Keep calling upon Him. He will deliver. He will save in the name of Jesus. He will rise up for the sake of his name to deliver you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this day, a day that you have made.
We rejoice and we are glad because you have been so good to us. We thank you, O God, for the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, and the captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. I just want to say, for those that are in Florida and those with families in the islands, we just pray for the grace of God through the storms, for the strength of God, for divine protection, for divine provision through these difficult times. May God watch over you. May God protect you in the name of Jesus. If Father in the islands, move. Comfort even those that are in mourning right now in the name of Jesus. Be with the people that are in Florida, oh God. Watch over them. Cover and protect those that are your own for your praise and for your glory. In the name of Jesus we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen.